I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the big homies' houses. We got the homies in the building. Let the homies introduce themselves. So we're going to start over here.
Hey, y'all. It's So Real, So Pretty. Checking in.
What's the deal, man? It's Kayla for real, for real. FCE checking in.
You dig? And, of course, big homie Butter with her. How many squirrels must die for you to be fly? You like you killed a Sesame Street character to get this motherfucking coat. Is that Elmo, nigga?
She got
don't do that.
And the leather.
Then the purse matched that motherfucker. That Forex money, nigga.
Forex.
Who loves orange soda?
Damn, Kodak. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And Slim just walked in the building. Slim, I gotta get you, hey, I gotta get you a chair.
It's one right here.
It's another. Oh, shit. Slim, you slide over there. We got big homie Slim just walked in the building. We got all the homies in the building. How everybody doing?
Good.
Butter, we're going to start with the card game, Black Card Revolt. Let's get it popping.
Okay, so look, guys. So I'm going to ask y'all some questions that black people should know, of course. And if you don't know it, I need that black card, okay?
All
right. All right, cool. And then if you don't know it, you cannot smoke the rest of the show.
Shut the fuck up. No, nigga. You just can't be adding shit. You just can't be adding shit.
I just play. Okay.
Mama's gonna leave.
Okay, let me get the question. Okay. What might mama say in order for you to get some... No, what might mama say you need in order to get some McDonald's?
Some money.
Do you got McDonald's money? You got McDonald's money, nigga?
McDonald's money.
Yes, okay, okay. Let me just get another one.
That was an easy one.
What does it mean if your ear keeps itching?
Somebody talking shit. They talking that shit about you.
Okay.
I didn't know that one. I thought it was money. The
well,
hand,
that's
when your hand itch.
Yeah. Okay, Kodak, you can't answer this one. You got to finish the lyrics. You and me will always be tight.
Because you'll always be my baby.
That's not the lyrics.
I don't know
you and me will always be tight. If I sing it, you're going to get it, so I can't
What's
sing
up?
Why you can't sing it?
Because you guys going to sing
it.
Just sing it. To help us out.
I can't help y'all.
Oh, Proud Family.
Oh, yeah.
You got to finish the lyrics.
But nah, you and me will always be tight. Family, every single day and night.
Okay.
Harmonize that motherfucker.
I can find
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, that's it.
Okay, appreciate it, bud, for Black Card Revolt.
Black Card here.
Yes, sir. The Black Card stayed intact this episode.
So, not yours.
Well, fuck y'all.
You
anyway.
Got a Caucasian card.
Caucasian card, okay.
All right.
So let's go
black
to...
Privilege?
I will take that. That's a good. What would y'all do like if y'all woke up white one day? What's the first thing you would do?
Go back to sleep.
Scream.
Y'all be upset if you woke up white?
Yes.
I'm gonna cry.
I go do a bunch of black shit.
Great.
I'm
about to piss folks off.
The first thing
I know, girl. Trust me, I know.
The first thing I do, I'm about to do is I'm gonna try to take out a loan. For some shit that I know I'm not qualified for.
But what type of white though? You finna be hillbilly white? Are you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Cause if you still broke white,
it don't matter.
If you wake up trailer trash.
If I woke up trailer trash white, I'd be pissed.
I'ma cry.
Aww.
But if I woke up like
shit,
I
had it hard enough. However you are.
Regular black.
So he would be like a white hood nigga.
Yeah.
He'd wake up as Jack Harlow.
What's Jack Harlow?
What's poppin'?
I saw that video yesterday and I thought I was a nigga the whole time.
Niggas thought Jack Harlow was white?
I thought he was black? Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, he's not.
Jack Harlow is white. He's like Eminem white. Not even Eminem white. He's whiter than Eminem white.
Yeah, he's like.
He's like Justin Timberlake white.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, really?
Jack Harlow. Can I be that white? I can't be like Russ.
Yeah, like curly long hair.
Nah, Jack Harlow's cooler than Russ.
Can I be like Russ?
Jack Harlow's cooler than Russ.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm picking a white dude I'd rather hang out with, I'm picking Jack Harlow.
I want to be
show
like
him
Machine
a
Gun Kelly.
No, it depends on which Machine Gun, because Machine Gun Kelly now is goddamn weird.
Yeah, the old Machine Gun.
Yeah. You need
Look at this blunt. This don't even make no sense. Why would I do that?
That motherfucker, you rolled it wrong?
Shit ain't together today. I don't usually smoke these, so I'm not endorsing this. Yeah, I don't usually mess around with those.
Okay, blunt expert.
I smoke just about everything. People from different states smoke different.
And where you from? Yeah.
I'm from Indiana. But, like, I started out smoking Swishers, and then I started smoking Backwoods, and now I only smoke, like, joints and hemp wraps, because those are, like, the healthiest for real for you.
Love that fucking thing.
What does that mean?
I'm not
well,
smoking.
It's what they put in the leaf. Yeah, it's what they put in the leaf.
Well, they put an 1800.
I don't drink alcohol. I drink Don Julio Reposado.
You was drinking ENJ. You better not turn this
down. Dark. I drink dark.
You drink ENJ?
Hold on. We all drink ENJ.
For one, don't judge me because this is y'all's studio and y'all had the bottle. Y'all had the bottle, so.
Don't do the Irk and Jerk.
But y'all, I'm not going to drink the ENJ.
I had the bottle.
I never had
the bottle.
I had the bottle right now.
She's off of whatever.
Yeah, it's just a little bit though. Like I didn't pour a whole.
Oh, now she's too good for the ENJ. Let's get into the first topic. Let's get into the first topic. Y'all niggas not
ENJ. I ain't gonna drink no ENJ.
He's not drinking anything.
You ain't drinking anything.
But I'm not gonna drink no.
He's smoking. He's smoking.
Don't talk about me not eating breakfast. It's 4 o'clock.
First.
Right. That's what you said earlier though.
First topic of the day. We on the porch. We're gonna kick it with all the social issues, political, not political, but pop culture topics. Cardi B and Offset divorcing. Mm-hmm. Are y'all surprised?
Yeah. I am kind of. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of am, cause they portrayed their relationship like
they were very public.
But I know everything on Instagram just don't always be real. But it's just like I really thought that they was just, right. You know, you never heard anything about them for real. Like you heard like a couple things about him cheating, but I don't know. I feel like it could have been way more messier for it to come to this.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody got their relationship.
What strong woman you know can't take a little bit of cheating?
Shit, I know who could.
Well, she said it wasn't him cheating. She said it was arguing all the time. He wasn't listening to her. Yeah. So she got fed up.
Oh, yeah, they just wasn't in the good
relationship. But still, it's not about a little bit of cheating.
Well, just a little bit of cheating.
Don't be cheating at all.
So you can't take a little bit of cheating?
No. I
fuck with Betty Wright.
Yeah.
Betty Wright.
Yeah.
The old white lady? No pain, no gain.
Nah, no pain, no gain.
Oh, shit.
I thought Betty White.
Yeah, I was like.
Betty Wright get cheated on in every song. You really listen to her? Really listen to what she be talking about.
Only Betty White song I know is that shit she got with DJ Khaled.
She said, I was earning my man while I was learning my man.
So women should take, you should tolerate a little bit of itty bitty cheating.
No, I'm not saying get cheated on, but I'm saying if you could take it and if it's worth it. Don't throw nothing good out the window.
What's worth it, though?
No, I'm just saying, like, if the nigga... If a nigga gonna keep cheating on you and keep cheating on you and keep cheating on you, if you want to stay, that's on you. You feel me?
You got to take the little bit of...
Yeah. About 2 times before I just shit all over your ass.
All right, then, but that's when you're going to cheat back, whatever you're going
to
do.
But it depends.
Why can't I just watch?
Well, listen,
you want to watch a nigga cheat on you?
If you're going to cheat, let me watch, so it don't feel like cheating.
I feel like they're young.
She got a point now. Let's hear her out.
We're married young. I'm older than what, Cardi? I think Cardi's like 27.
Yeah.
I would not want to be married at her age. She got married at, 25? That is too young.
That's too young to get married?
Yeah, you're going to cheat. I feel like you're going to get cheated on and get married that young.
Damn.
I don't even unless you have a fun relationship. Seriously,
when people do get married like super young, when motherfuckers being like and just graduated high school, oh, I married my high school. All right, motherfucker. She ain't taste the real dick yet.
She's
in love with you because you the only dick she got. She's gonna cheat.
I'm gonna tell you. Sometimes I feel like that be it too though, because I know personally girls who have been with a high school sweetheart that are my sister's age, which she only like a couple years older than me, but they're afraid to cheat. Like as a woman, as a woman, like you grow so close to a man and then like to just let yourself, you've been with a man, you lost your virginity to him, been with him for 10 years and then boom, he started fucking up. She ain't never cheated or nothing.
She ain't never been a woman.
I'm from a small town, so you know, small ass town. But now she like, She don't know how to communicate with niggas, and she's fresh out of her marriage. Like.
Cause she been with one nigga this whole time.
Yep.
I mean, I was in a relationship kind of like similar. I wasn't with somebody for like 5 years, so it was just like, you feel me? So for me personally, I can only speak from my experience. Well, I can say from hers too, cause we didn't talk about it. But it's like after we broke up and started fucking with other people, we knew like we fucked with each other. Like, why we fucked with each other,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. You just got to know why. Like, if you going to get cheated on and go back, I'm not saying, like, just keep getting cheated on. But if y'all going to work through it, like, you feel me? If y'all going to get back together, if you going to start over, then make sure it's worth it. You feel me? That's all it is, really. If you going to get cheated on,
Yeah. Just
know, make sure it's worth it. And if you can't deal with it, if you really can't be over it, then don't go back because you're wasting time.
Yeah, I feel what he's saying. It's like you got to find somebody that you really, really like.
So
if that person you really, really like is flawed, then shit, you got to accept them for their flaws.
But I feel like you can like somebody and still have interest in wanting to like
take in other people.
But you not even like inch, like them. It's like a little.
It's about loyalty.
Hold on, so you saying that outside dick keep them hoes sick? Is that what you're saying?
So what? I'm saying.
Did you
like,
not get that reference?
Hey. You can like somebody and still have temptation about what is the other person. Say me and her were girlfriends, and I see butter,
gasp.
And like butter is fine as fuck. I'm gonna go over there and try to talk to her. You can like somebody and still have your temptation.
But you don't
what the fuck?
It's about being able to control it. Like, you either gonna fall into the temptation or you
like
not.
I don't feel like people that are young and are dating at like 23 years old should have that kind of self-control. I feel like you should be young and living your life at 29 in marriages and serious.
I agree with you, though. I really do. I really do. I think probably about 25, 26, that's when you should start looking for, like, who you want to settle down with. But the way that the world is nowadays, I feel like you go through so much shit at like a young age that by the time you 25, 26, shit, I'm 26. I'm not looking for no nigga for real, but I know at the end of the day I want to have a family and shit.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I've done dealt with everything. Cheating. I literally got cheated on, came back in town, and the nigga had a ring trying to marry me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was an emergency. That nigga threw up a Hail Mary.
Bruh.
I gotta get it back, bruh. I gotta get it back.
I ain't gonna lie, it might be crazy, but that shit, that's low key real, though.
That's what niggas be doing whenever that's they
real.
Fuck.
Is it a real ring, though? Or is it like,
no, it was a real ring.
I mean, like, when I say real ring, is it like, okay, I love her ring, or is it a. Fuck it, I gotta do something to get my girl back.
Guys can go beyond. And just do the most and still go out and do wrong.
Because a lot of times when we see these public videos of niggas getting curved on their proposal, that was a nigga throwing a Hail Mary. He done did some shit off camera.
Right.
And he was like, fuck it, I got to do something to where
you
I can win my girl back.
It. Nigga, the fuck?
Because some women will see the camera and be like, I can't do this nigga dirty on camera. But a lot of women will be like, nigga, no. Like, you knew this. You're embarrassing both of us.
My shit is, don't play with me.
Nope. Yeah, I say, you must think I'm stupid. That's the first thing I say. I was like, you must think I'm stupid. Like,
I mean, but what if he didn't think you stupid? What if he was just tired of fucking up?
No, he thought I was stupid and I was going to say, yeah.
Right.
What if he was tired of fucking up, though? What if a nigga just
if he was
like,
tired of fucking up, show me that you was tired of fucking up.
That's how he's trying to show
and
me.
You show,
I'm not gonna fuck
no,
up
you
no
ain't
more.
Showing me by me coming back in town. You just had this bitch in the house 2 days ago. Your mama over there vacuuming the couch and shit because she was shedding her
weed. What she
got to
do with this?
Cause you bring her mama was over there vacuuming the couch.
His mama was out too.
Didn't fall off the couch.
Damn.
I've seen everything. I had a camera.
You can't trust the mamas.
I've seen everything. Brothers.
My mama definitely gonna stick up for me.
Yeah, my mama got my back to the teeth.
For real. Who's that you think niggas mama's on?
Nigga, my mama got me. I know.
Hey, I'm not letting
my mama go.
You're not letting your son cheat?
I'm not letting my son.
You a goddamn
liar. If my son has multiple people he's talking to, okay.
You got a son right now?
No.
You don't know.
I know. I'm not going to do that.
You say,
how
that now.
No. I know how it goes.
My mama drive my car off a cliff if
I
ask her.
I'm not going to let my son cheat either.
I'm not going to go and call her and be like, girl, you know my son cheating on you, but I'm not going to let him do that. Right, exactly. Especially that.
You at least have a serious talk with him. Like,
no, my mama own me every time. Every time I get caught cheating.
At least the girl you introduce her to.
Yeah,
shit.
No, for sure. But see, the thing about me, I don't bring every bitch home.
You cannot
right,
do that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If she know you with a girl, mama, and she you done introduced her, she know y'all together, and she see you with another bitch or have another bitch in the car, you know she probably gonna say something like, what
the yeah, to the point now, if I bring a chick home, shit, my mama gonna be like, she gonna know, like, because I don't bring nobody.
I bring nobody
home.
Right.
Nobody.
I only brought one thing home.
The girl you was with for 5 years.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, my mama knew I did with a dabble because I got caught cheating, shit. And I told my mama everything. That's my best friend. My mama
did your girl forgive you?
I don't know.
What?
You let's go. Let's go into the next topic because now we're getting personal.
I'll talk a little bit. I'll talk a little bit about that.
Hey, man.
I know I said I didn't want to talk about that.
Oh, you want? Do you want to explain yourself?
Because I say I'm fucked up. That's when I say I don't know. I don't know because, shit, we not together. You feel me? So it ain't really no way to know if she really forgave me if we not together.
That ended y'all relationship?
No. Because sometimes y'all might just be mutually agreeing not to talk.
You can say
but you
whatever.
Don't know where the truth is.
You can say whatever, but if y'all, it's not, like it's the feeling. Else. You feel me?
It's people who are still together after somebody cheated and they still haven't forgave them and they're in a relationship. So that doesn't matter.
That's
it's a conversation.
Bullshit, though. That's a bullshit relationship. You don't even trust this person. Why are you with them?
That's facts. Y'all do it.
There ain't no way you could love me the same.
Y'all in a relationship
exactly
for
so,
the
but
stakes.
How do you know that she didn't haven't forgave you though? Just because y'all not together?
Because we ain't together.
She's
so
probably at peace
it.
About
I don't
it,
know.
But she probably don't want to be back with your ass.
I don't, huh?
I said she at peace about it, but she probably don't want to be back with you.
Relax, Alicia Keys.
I'll argue that one. Like, I'll argue that one.
That's a compliment. She's beautiful. So.
She's very gorgeous. You know, you can't feel that same love. If you like loving somebody, your relationship.
Well, I'm going to keep it real. So after my nigga cheated on me, I went to his mom's house for probably about 2-3 weeks or whatever, and then I had went back. So I did go back because honestly, like, being with him, like, I ain't never met nobody that make me feel the way that he make me feel. We can't be together right now because our shit is toxic. I mean, it's dangerous type shit. So maybe in like 10 years when we both like get a little older or whatever, we could be together. But I ain't met no nigga that make me feel like him. Like, he's smart. You can't talk to these niggas about God no more. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a different vibe. And that's my son's dad, so we have a kid.
Oh, y'all
just
for like, life.
Yeah.
For life, we're having no choice.
Yeah, and we ain't together now, so shit, I'm doing me, he doing him. And we probably won't be together, but it's like, it is what it is.
But y'all got something that bring y'all together.
Yeah.
Like, no matter if y'all never together, y'all always together because y'all got to come together.
And I feel
space.
Like we could always be friends, too. Real shit. Right. Like,
that's important. So I don't have no kids.
So you know, kids.
When you have kids, it makes shit way more serious. It makes you think about like, life completely different.
Yeah, I don't have no kids. So right now, everything's up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, you don't got nothing I don't have nothing to bring it back.
Yeah, but you want to be prepared for when your kids do come.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, when I get in a relationship, it's either going to go. Well, when I start having kids, it's either going to go one or two ways. Either I'm going to be in a relationship and have kids with, like, my wife, or I'm going to be future. But it's one of the two. It's either going to go one of the two.
Well, let's go on to the next topic.
I ain't tripping.
So, look, Suki was on Big Bash this week and brought up the subject of taxing these niggas when they fucking with you. Ladies, what do y'all think about this? Y'all be taxing these niggas?
This is going to be a conversation.
Yeah, we're having conversation.
I don't think I'll be texting, but
you ain't saying nothing.
I'm not gonna let you, I'm not gonna settle.
This is tricky. You know, I'm a stripper, so I'm not fucking with no nigga that don't see me at work. So for me, it's different.
So you don't, so a nigga that got a nigga that genuinely likes, so say a nigga meet you at Starbucks or some shit.
And he's gonna come to the club.
Why?
Because, think about it, I'm at work with niggas with money all day.
So a nigga with money can take you from a nigga that's genuinely interested in you.
Are you gonna date somebody that don't ever watch your show?
She don't gotta watch my show.
Yes, she do.
You a fucking fool. You gonna come support
Let me think about it. Would you date somebody that don't listen to your music?
That was a problem I had, even, but I've done that.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, if you don't watch my shit, like, like, right now, I can't think about myself caring about that.
Nah, I'll give a fuck. I'm a Aries, though. I'm emotional. Nigga, like, I'm an emotional being.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah,
For me, I care, because at the end of the day, it's going to come to a point where it's going to want to take me out at night. And my job's open 7 days a week, so any night I take off to go on a date with you, I'm missing work. If you ain't put no money in my pocket, you will never see me after 8 p.m.
You just own
period.
You just own a different
You're not
so a nigga. So a nigga can lose you to the money.
Time, but guess what? That's my sleep time. So you're probably not seeing me there.
So a nigga can lose. So a nigga can lose you to the money.
Wow. No, it don't matter about how many times you come see me. It's the point you come support my hustle. You can come one time and I'll fuck with you. It's the fact that you actually come out your day to come see me at work.
So which? Okay. So basically.
I mean, you can't give me $100. So I'm like. What is this?
So how much a nigga gotta give you?
Not my bar fee. I pay $100 to work.
At what point is this not a nigga just paying for your time? Like,
and in there, you supported my hustle, and I like that.
What the fuck is the difference? Like, nigga might as well just
because
pay the beat.
I work with niggas with money all day. Why am I choosing?
What is the difference between what you're talking about and the nigga just saying, "Hey, I want to beat."
Like,
no, you're
not in conversation.
She's busy at work, so why would she take time out of her day to
you
go?
You see my screenshots? It'd be 300 unread messages.
I actually muted your tweets because it was irritating me. I still follow you. I fuck with you.
That's why your dog had a seizure in the kennel.
My dog didn't have a seat. That was your dog.
Struggling.
That was your dog.
We're not talking about me, girl.
Your dog has fucking a bad lung, and I would come over there and excite it again, and it would die.
Yeah, he almost killed my dog. He was there for 30 seconds, and my dog's having a seizure.
I walk in, and her dog, then her dog almost fucking died.
Oh my god!
Like, this is a true story.
Like, you're never coming over again.
But my dog, I put a collar on my dog. And it tried to get out the collar, and the shit got stuck in his mouth. So walking around like,
Looking like it's out of his seat.
Like it had the fucking, like his mouth was open, but his collar was stuck in his mouth.
Did you get it out?
Yes, eventually, but I had to take a video for the gram first.
Oh my god.
Oh, that dog is ugly too. I'll text you.
That dog is not fucking ugly.
It is.
Shut the fuck up.
It's
ugly. Oh,
it's a hair.
Like
it's
a hair.
Yeah.
It's a girl. Her name
it's
is Lola.
It's a scruffy dog.
You have the nerve to give her a pretty name.
Oh, let me
some
find
curling
it.
Cream.
Cause
I
it need a perm
like,
or something like
sticky.
You need to go get a room.
Yeah,
pork,
you do.
We got a porcupine.
Oh, she's a little like terrier.
Yeah, she's a terrier chihuahua mix.
Scruffy.
That's not a chihuahua.
No,
so it's a mix.
Show another video because that looks like a Yorkie, cute one.
Yeah,
show
you need to give her a haircut. She need to start getting her haircut.
Let me find another.
You gotta get
how old is she?
She's about a few months old. This is her when she was a baby.
Maybe. Maybe that's her puppy hair coming out.
She looked brown. Now she look white. She
maybe has, her hair just changed.
Y'all talking about the dog ugly. Y'all are some.
The dog is
okay, here's a more recent picture.
She's cute. She just don't
you
have a lot of hair.
That's a professional photo.
You see, you can see the
chihuahua. She looks like she should have more hair.
You can see the
that's
chihuahua in her.
Look at the ears. If I was to see the outside.
The dog look like Boat.
It do though.
It look like Boat.
It do though.
Dog
you see?
A little extra hairy bone.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the goddamn topic of shit. We talking about my dog. So Suki's like, text these niggas when they fucking with your time. Do y'all feel like the niggas need to give y'all money, like, just because they're interested in you?
I honestly feel like if... Okay, usually a nigga has to invite me out, like, take me out or whatever. I don't care what we do. It ain't got to be spending money. But, like, we gonna go out. I got to catch his vibe first. If I like him, I'll start giving him my time before I start asking for anything. But, like, if it's been a couple weeks, well, probably about a month. If he hasn't asked me if I needed anything,
what
yeah, I'm most likely going to start.
Needed
like
anything like what?
Like, you know, niggas, like, there do be niggas to be like, yo, bill straight this month, everything taken care of. Just if I'm really talking to you every day, giving you my time, because I don't give nobody my time.
How many months we talking about?
I'm talking about a couple weeks. Shit, a couple weeks. You
that's
know, niggas is out here doing a whole lot. Like, okay, so for
niggas
example, this one dude that's actually like, he like my homeboy.
Niggas is desperate, Kaylin.
We went to lunch one day. He
weekend.
Gave me $100. Huh? He put gas in my car, gave me $100. Like, off the strength, like, no, like, what? I'm not fucking with no nigga who's not just doing little shit like that. Because it's little. Like,
So what if a nigga like you, but he just ain't got his shit together? Like,
I'm not gonna like him if he don't got his shit together. Because that's not attractive.
What you mean? You just
that's very true. I'm a big advocate of not dating if your shit is not together.
See, only niggas fuck with girls who don't got their shit together. You know,
but women survive off that shit.
Who the fuck you think I stay with? Like, I have my
niggas
own house. Yes, they always ask me, like, who you stay with?
You be at Walmart. Who you stay with?
They be like, oh, well, niggas have roommates. Or bitches got roommates. No, I don't have any roommates. I have a child. Like,
that is your roommate. He just don't pay no rent.
In Atlanta.
Man, shit. Yeah.
In L.A., though, I'll ask that. Rent high.
Rent is high as a motherfucker. I know.
High,
like,
yeah.
Rent
yeah.
Like,
about that, but
high rent in Atlanta is like mid-level rent in L.A.
Even if I was from L.A. living
nah,
in L.A.
Hell
nah.
I think I just seen a two-bedroom, two-bathroom for $1,000 out here somewhere.
What's been in the ghetto?
I'm talking about like one-bedroom shit.
It was in the ghetto? What
know.
City?
I don't know what the ghetto is around here.
South side.
North side something.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Man, I wouldn't
can't be north.
Chin chin chin
chin. You can find some. You can find some shit. You can find some low key shit.
Something.
But what I'm saying though, like I seen some shit in L.A. It was $1,900 for some shit. Like
studio.
Yeah, studio shit. Like
studio, bad studio. Horrible studio. No,
your
no,
ass is on a bad street.
No stainless steel appliances.
With high crime, like
high crime. No stainless steel appliances.
But for $1,900 in Atlanta,
in the box wood.
Oh, you getting a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath,
2.5 bath carpet.
But that's not minimum wage charge.
He said carpet.
It equals out to what we're paying technically.
Kind of a shit, man.
Ours like $7, and theirs like what $15.
It's people in it. It's people. But it's people.
That's $3.
So it's like what a person with $7 hours making is like. $15.
But people in LA are some people in LA are making Atlanta money.
Yeah.
So they trying really? To live. They
what?
Yes.
What you think strippers make in LA? You think yes. They throwing more money in LA?
Yeah, they're probably.
Wish
not.
The fuck I would break something more than $1,000.
It's more like rich
in here.
Like
I know y'all. I didn't grow up with y'all. I went to school with half of them in there.
I'm so you spend more money.
So where
in
are
Atlanta?
You from?
Yeah, I'm from LA.
Okay, so you yeah.
Big bad, big bad kid.
Huh? I'm from Kyle.
You're from Indianapolis. You don't know about any of this shit.
I was in New York. It's crazy.
Turn the camera.
What the
no,
fuck are you talking about? I cannot wait.
There's a neighborhood that starts with a C.
I cannot wait to clip that motherfucker out.
I don't know which one it is.
It ain't
you,
Compton.
You thought you was What?
You oh, Brooklyn. That's what it is.
You are indoors. You are on the porch.
You
are.
How many people? I did not pass. I stayed in one class all day.
The Indianapolis school system.
I wasn't in alternative school.
You didn't pass shit. You took lunch at 8 a.m.
No, nigga.
It was like 12 kids at your lunch, huh?
No.
How many?
Y'all mad at me because I don't know motherfucking neighborhood, but I bet y'all don't know where I'm from.
Indiana.
Nobody fuck about Indiana.
Anyways, next.
Next question. Next question.
You from Compton and in Indiana.
Right. No, it's what? Not.
You from Compton?
Atlanta.
Compton where?
Compton, Georgia.
Compton, Tennessee.
I know, like, Inglewood, I know Slauson and all that.
Nigga just say, hey, baby, I'm about to take you to Paris. Nigga end up in Paris, Tennessee.
Nigga, it's a Paris, California.
No.
Nigga be goddamn near.
No, I'm not that stupid. I would
Paris, New Mexico. Funny.
He said cut the camera.
Is smoking addictive? Yeah.
No, it's not.
Butter, you don't know.
To the smokers. To the smokers.
I seen a little baby do this in the interview. Nigga twisted the cap and didn't come off.
That is some smoker shit.
Did that nigga do
Why is you making the Sprite?
In the caps.
Nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
You shaking up the Sprite, Caleb.
Flat.
Nah, this shit way down here. It better not. You put some Mentos in here. You want to see that?
What the fuck is happening? Is smoking addictive?
No.
People?
Extremely.
Smokers?
Yes, it
extremely.
Is.
No, it's not.
You don't even smoke.
It doesn't matter. So is it addicting? You don't smoke. Is it addicting or does it become routine?
There
it becomes
go.
Routine.
Mm.
It's not addicting.
Mm. You know, because then you could smoke anything. That won't mean you could smoke anything. You'll just get like the same.
So you can't smoke
hookah. It may mean it's definitely addicting.
So we're talking about, no, we're not talking about nicotine. We're talking about weed.
If I smoke some hookah, I'm going to throw up.
Marijuana.
You ain't eating no food. I think it's the nicotine, though.
All the promoters that's booking me, I don't want no fucking hookah.
I think weed is addictive, though, because weed kind of, it helps, like, control your emotions and stuff.
But it's not
so I feel like once you get used to that.
Nigga,
like,
you don't smoke.
It doesn't matter.
It's you are eliminated cool, from this question.
Exactly. I've smoked before and I didn't get addicted.
You didn't smoke enough.
You didn't smoke right.
Smoke a pound. It doesn't work, but it's not addictive.
You gonna want something tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you is. No.
Smoke right now. Put a blunt in your mouth.
No.
You gonna say what happened?
Smoke straight for like 2 months and revisit this conversation.
Yes, so I can call the police on you and the police.
Come on, give me some more weed, baby.
You gonna call the police on me and the police.
I'm just playing. What you say? Call that? I'm gonna be like, what?
Give me some more weed, baby. So y'all think smoking is addictive?
No, but
yes. I think like shit, man. If it's impeding your daily progress and shit, you be like, man, I can't start my day till I smoke. You nigga, that's addictive.
Nigga, you're a crackhead.
Well, first part of the getting over a problem is admitting you got pop.
Right. I think it's what you're
I can't
smoking
do shit without smoking. I'm gonna start my day, I'm gonna smoke, and I'm gonna roll up, I'm gonna smoke, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
That's like how your day starts?
That's how my day starts.
That's how a lot
and
of
And I listen to music. Start. Whatever music I worked on that last night, I'm gonna listen to that in the bathroom in the morning while I'm smoking.
So that sounds like a routine.
I'm gonna take my shower.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's just the first blunt.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
How many blunts you taking down today?
A day? What type of day is it? We're going to the studio.
Let's say concert day.
Concert day?
Yeah.
I'll be having a lot to do. I might smoke like twice, three times. I smoke studio my morning day. Blood. Studio day, I probably smoke like, how long we there? I'm recording or I'm just there working?
You recording.
Like 20 blunts.
Wow.
20.
Sometimes maybe more. Just don't stop rolling up. We probably smoke like 3 zips.
Rapper life is weird.
Everybody
that shit is
zip.
Different.
Yeah, that's too burning. Right. Why you in the booth? Like, how I'm can you record tea. And be do all that? Oh, yeah. Niggas, they be drinking like that hot tea.
Yeah, I'm drinking the fuck out of
this. You can smoke and drink a lot.
Niggas have a whole routine for this shit. This is incredible.
Yeah.
But I it's just like, because
you go, I'm going to roll up. I'm going to smoke. No, I'm going to go downstairs. Somebody going to be smoking. So the house is looking like a bachelor pad right now. You feel me? All the homies is always there. We chill. We living
the
right
homies
now.
Is always there.
I ain't been single ever. You feel me? Now I'm single and I'm a rapper. We having fun.
Your DMs is full of bitches.
No, nah, not mine.
Yours?
Nah.
You're a goddamn lie.
Business in the DMs.
You know what? We talking about the regular DMs. Your other DMs probably going crazy.
Man, I
Oh, my goddamn life.
I don't even
I'm gonna put it.
You want to get into it?
I'm gonna put it on my story. Like, yo, all the bad bitches DM Kayla for real, for real.
He don't
want to
talk about it, Kodak.
He don't want to talk about it. Let's go to the next topic. Let's go to Facts or Cap. So, oh, you know what, Butter? Let's go into your subject.
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Please bring it up, Butter, because I can't go. I can't go into the next topic. I didn't know where to put this motherfucker. So, Butter, please explain. Okay.
So, listen. In a relationship, I said that the man has to like the woman more than the woman likes him.
For it to work.
Yeah.
Because she ain't going to never tell you how, like, you ain't going to never know how much she like you for real.
Hey, man, fuck that. You got to like me back.
No, but I got to feel. Not gonna like
you got to like me back.
I got to feel. Life's good.
I can't.
I didn't say that because the woman's, this is why I said it, because the woman, most of the time, if she likes somebody, she's going to show that she likes that person. Most of the time, she's going to like that person before he likes her, but the man has to like her more for the relationship to actually work. Because like, men, even they can like us, but they won't even show that they like us, and we don't even know. So you need to actually, in order for us to work, actually have to show.
Hold on now. A nigga that has showed you that he like you don't really like you.
Niggas have a hard time expressing their emotions and feelings. So that you can say you like me, you can feel it in your heart, but you, some guys just won't go come out and say it until they actually really, really
that's
fail
some real
for you.
Ass shit. That's real.
That's real.
I literally was experiencing that like a few months ago.
So. Like, they can really like you and won't say nothing.
They don't know how to express it. No,
they don't.
What? Yeah. I express myself.
I'm talking about like you really like
you said
you
was
don't
Aries.
Come out
you
like
said
that.
You was emotional. Oh, yeah, so
I'm a Leo. What that mean?
I'm a tell you.
I don't know. I've never dealt with her.
You gonna
look,
tell her what?
Like
how you gonna shit. Tell her?
What?
That you really like her?
Nigga, I'll fuck with you. I'm gonna be mad if you fuck with somebody else. I'm gonna be hurt. I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, but you gonna tell her like I don't want you fucking with nobody else.
But like, what are we talking about? Am I trying to date her?
Yes, you really like her.
Then she gonna know because I'm with her. But I gotta feel like back. I'm not gonna keep liking you.
Exactly.
If I don't feel it back,
no.
Women do be on that shit though.
Because I'm gonna be
hard. I'm a grown ass man.
I ain't playing hard to get. I'm gonna let you know. Look, this how I'm coming off. Look, I got bitches. I can have whatever bitch I want right now. I'm having my way.
A woman
is she's shocked. She was shook.
You're gonna come out and say that.
Oh, that's
somebody?
The out the jump.
That's true.
You already think that
niggas,
about me.
Niggas got options. Motherfuckers that we
you
that we talk to already
that
say that
think
shit.
We know that
I'm a rapper.
If I like you. I know you got
I'm a podcast
I'm
nigga.
You got, I'm, so
I'm a horny podcast nigga.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make it real though. I'm gonna let you know. Look, I can fuck whoever I want, but I don't want to. I'm gonna fuck with you. Because I like you. I'm gonna tell you that.
I can't stand niggas. That's not how you should put it. You think she wanna hear shit?
Nigga, it's the truth. She thinking that shit already.
She can fuck with whatever nigga she want. Niggas are thirsty. She can have whatever nigga she want.
Why would I say that to somebody that I want to be with? Now, this is somebody I'm just talking to, just want to kick it with. Okay, but why would you come out
no,
and say
nigga,
something?
No, nigga, we are
being
real. We are acknowledging.
I'm being real.
No,
that is
real.
How can you tell a girl you want to be with her?
No, can I finish?
Go ahead.
But
you said,
I mean,
but I mean, like, you already know I like you by this point.
No, see, that's y'all niggas' problems. Y'all think
you
that
think
we
that
should
we
know.
You.
Are we
just like we
already?
Think that. It doesn't matter if y'all
yes,
fucking.
Do,
cause just
I'm
fuck
not
somebody.
Finna just fuck you.
No, yes, y'all do. Niggas will fuck a bitch. Turn around.
No. Hold on, nigga. Listen.
Come on now.
Listen, niggas that really is getting pussy is not just fucking.
I'm not just fucking.
Kodak,
they ain't fucking just anybody, but they fucking a bunch of somebody. That's what they do.
Who you know I fuck?
They fucking trash.
Butter, who you know I fuck?
Look.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't even know. I just know you be horny on Twitter.
Right.
Horny everywhere.
But who do you know that I have fucked?
I don't know anyone.
I ain't none of your friends.
We went
to the same.
I'm just
saying.
We went to the same school, and I ain't hit.
When you open your text messages from Kodak.
I don't have them no more. I got a new phone.
The homies always win.
Yeah, I know about your dick pics.
Ooh.
That's fine. It look good, though, don't it?
Nothing on the camera like
that. It look good, though, don't it?
Fuck
you,
man.
It look good, though, don't it?
I said, come on, I do it like this.
She did coach me up. She did coach me up.
Yeah, y'all
got to
get the angles. Y'all don't even be knowing how.
I don't be knowing. Like, I just like.
Just be sending pictures of their dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Some niggas don't like to do that, though.
I'm going to sell my videos.
If a nigga
shit.
Don't want to send a picture, then I mean, I don't know. I don't ever really ask for pictures. Say, wait, niggas, no, I don't ask for them. But like, I feel like if a nigga is a
Kayla, niggas not supposed to send videos.
I'm not sending no picture of my dick.
What? I got enough dick being.
Come see.
Why even talk to you?
Come see.
And a nigga with a small dick is gonna be intimidated by that, and he's not gonna wanna.
No, pick me a little dick.
My dick not small. I mean, pull it out. You take.
We're not saying you.
Whoa! Pause. No, nigga, no. Ain't no dicks getting pulled out on this motherfucker here. This is a no dick zone. No. No. Time out. You can pull some titties out. Put titties out.
I need money. Let's cash out. You know my cash app.
How much you need? $2? $3?
My songs are $10 a song, so I need 20.
Never mind. 20. Anyway, niggas not pulling dicks out on the show.
Question.
I'm not sending no picture of my dick. Nowhere.
Are you asking
for?
I feel like you've already done it. You
look
good. So niggas don't.
I had an experience when I was a young nigga, and I should have never did it.
Are you traumatized?
Nah.
Or I didn't nothing happen. Like,
nah, this I'm a young. I've never been told my dick was small, ever. Bitch told me my dick was little. A bitch posted me on they. You know they be having them little pages where they be posting niggas. So I got it posted on there. Post me on there, right? Regular picture. Bitch comment under there. My dick is small. Another bitch comment. You don't know him.
Checkmate, bitch.
I'm not worried.
The sweatpants be the dick pics.
I'm not worried. I got a bunch of sweatpants.
The walking dick pics.
Shit. Why the fuck is we talking about dick pics on this motherfucker?
Well, let's the sweatpants pic on Instagram and we'll judge.
Can we talk about titties? Can we talk about titties, please?
Jesus. No, let us judge.
It's the fall season, so it's
what
dick
you finna do?
We not pulling up shit. Jesus Christ, Butter, what was the question? I forgot. What are we talking about?
He over here scrolling for his life.
She on looking all in my shit. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
He ain't got no sweatpants, bitch. He got a little.
Butter, what was the fucking question, please? Let's redirect.
Me like I got a little.
Butter.
Come over here. I'll show you my dick.
Butter, what was the fucking question?
Hold on. All right, then.
Butter, why are you this horny? What are you doing?
She's trying to get a picture of my dick.
Why the fuck are you this horny?
Y'all
bullshit in here.
I'm trying to look at his messages.
Okay, so does a man need to love a woman
yes.
more? Okay,
no,
that's cap.
It's not.
That's cap.
It's not.
I think he needs to express it more than a woman to express hers, because niggas be knowing girls like that.
We already, when we actually like you, you're going to know. We're going to, because we'd be the ones that freaking fall in love first. So I'm not saying that just because he needs to love her more, she's not going to love him. She already is, but you need to love her way more than she loves you because it's showing already. Man. And y'all have a hard time showing.
Niggas want to
y'all
be like,
I'm giving you my time, period. Then that just means I fuck with you because it's too many niggas trying to just take me out. So if I fuck with you, if I give you a little bit of time, that's it.
How many niggas holler at y'all on a daily basis?
I don't text
basis.
Nobody every day neither. I don't have nobody I text every day. Like, I talk to niggas people here and there.
It's cool. I think it's an everyday thing, but it's like, what do you entertain on a daily basis?
How many niggas, like, do y'all think, like, shoot their shot at y'all on a daily basis? That's
I would say about,
it
depends if I'm out the house running errands. I would say about six,
no,
seven.
I'm not six.
In the DMs, you in the DMs, probably about 10 a day.
If you not,
it depends on what you're
not fucking, you can't see my D.
No, when I just.
Hold on, man. What the fuck is going on over here?
I go out.
Hold on.
No, not like that.
What the fuck is happening?
Not
you
me.
Caught the, yeah, we not talking about her. We just talk about in general.
You caught the end of the conversation, my D.
Yeah, if, yeah. In general, if we not fucking, you not what gonna see fuck? My dick.
Kodak, you already know. You by the end of this conversation.
Hold on.
No.
Damn it. Listen. What were you about to say?
I was saying when I be dressed like a bum, people talk to me.
What
all
you got
day.
On? What you got on today? Cause you got the
I
ass.
I got gym clothes today.
Nigga, you have the ass out.
It's always out.
Niggas always think that just because we have on something tight, like that's not even the intention. Like,
yeah, why can't we just be cute? Why can't I want to go to the club and have my little skirt on?
I'm not talking about y'all intention. I'm talking about the received effect.
It's nonstop, so I don't go outside. When I get groceries, it's delivered to my house.
Yeah.
When I'm getting food, it's delivered to my door. Because I hate fucking interacting with niggas. Niggas don't ever go outside and keep their mouth closed. Like, they weren't taught home training.
Yeah, I mean,
they have to go out. What's so, up, shawty? Like, nigga.
So y'all don't want niggas to approach y'all at all?
I don't have that many issues.
We have our. If I'm looking like a bum, you know, I went ATV and rolled that
ass.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So you know, I got on my clothes covered in mud. My legs.
I mean, I already know. Like these girls in Atlanta, I just be shocked myself. I be looking, but what? I don't be saying that.
You don't got that ass.
Oh, man,
I mean, I got like a little petite booty. You know, I got like a little.
Can we compare booties right now?
Yeah, I mean, all right, come on, let's compare.
This show freaky.
Slim. I got on sweatpants, though.
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
Come on.
Slim.
Do we got to get paid?
Yeah.
What I got to do?
Slim, just stand up and turn around.
I got a super now. You've seen my video on Instagram.
I haven't. So, hold on.
Let's stand next to
you. Corinne, you got a butt? Let me see.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me put my tights.
Oh, it's a little.
It's a little.
You got tootie poop back there.
Slim winning. By a lot. Slim winning. Side. Stand to the side.
She definitely winning. But...
Damn. Slim. Why you gonna. You shit on a grown woman like this? Like, goddamn.
Hold on. Who grown?
Korean chicks, we both y'all grown. Though. Y'all
look at yeah, y'all, yeah, exactly. Korean.
I gotta do little Korean, techniques you do to make my booty big. I gotta, like, squeeze it like that.
You been sitting on sinks?
No.
I feel like I ain't did that since I was 18.
My butt got big, you know. Do that
little butt muscle jump
thing.
My
butt got really big from that.
Yeah.
No, when I got my butt done, it was not this size.
I need to work out, period.
It was little.
What butt muscle when you make them?
You
know,
like when you sit on the ground on stage and you make
your butt. Oh, yeah.
I
need
to learn how to do that. Yeah, you know what we need?
It's the muscles.
We need to big homie twerk class. That's what we need.
They didn't show up, remember?
Hold on, what did we do that?
The VR.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the VR shit. No, because I did some bullshit. That was my fault. No, that was tiny fault.
Oh, yeah, it was tiny and the other girl.
Yeah, it was tiny fault. And the big girl that left.
Yeah.
Slim was in there clapping her cheeks by herself.
The homie.
Still got a video.
Slim, do got a video. You do got a VR video. We're going to do the next one better. But let's go to the...
It's cold now.
Huh? We're going to do it in here. It's cold. We're going to do it in here. Faster cap. Can someone's music choice turn you off of them?
No.
Like the music that they're interested in?
No.
No.
Yes?
Yeah. I can't stand the bitch listening to no tough shit all morning.
Because the NBA young boy come
on. Right. Yeah, I'm damn.
First thing you hear them, dim, dim, dim,
dim, dim, dim, this bitch. Yeah, like, man, put some Mary J. Blige on or something. Like, how you clean up to this
R&B.
Tough shit?
Like, I love R&B. Capricorns, we're big, like, love song type people.
No, I feel like, nigga, if we link and you all listen to 8-Ball and MJG, what the fuck is you going through in life?
Bro, you don't get turned off, though, like, and not want to talk to her because of that.
No, like, I'd be like, I just had to think it out, like, she pull up
it
on me.
It depends, but if you think 6ix9ine the greatest rapper, then I have...
Oh, fuck no.
Then I have problems. You obviously have comprehension skills that you probably retarded.
I've only heard two of his songs.
Yeah, me too, literally.
That shit getting turned off.
You not listen to no 6ix9ine songs at all?
None at all. None.
Hey, man.
I never liked this shit before he was
a kid. I like how loud someone plays their music turns me off.
Yo, for real, the shit that be happening on Marta, like, when I used to ride Marta, right? So, motherfuckers would be listening to music on their phone, but they ain't had no headphones. So, they just vibing to that shit out loud. Like, everybody on the train listen to hear that shit. So, I'm like, yo, like...
That annoys me, especially in the airport. Like, get some headphones.
You gotta have headphones.
You shouldn't be doing that, Harry. That's like a rule, ain't it?
Niggas that do that don't care about life. They be ready to fight.
They be ready to do anything treacherous.
Treacherous. The nigga with black Air Forces, for real.
They steal black Air Forces.
A lot.
They steal it?
Yeah. Treacherous.
Treacherous. You can't trust a nigga that wear black Air Forces.
I wish I could that
I just bought my son some black Air Forces.
Your son?
Your son, bad. He's going to like piss and play for gun with guns.
How old is he?
He'll be 4 in November. That but they for school, though.
That nigga doing this. That nigga be stealing snacks.
He played a game. What games he like?
Grand Theft Auto.
No,
he like basketball.
For sure.
He like basketball and baseball. He like sports. He like dinosaurs and stuff.
That nigga be playing Grand Theft Auto.
That nigga come home talking about CJ, fool. Turn that shit off. Turn that game. Take the game.
Oh, shit. Let's go to the next topic. What would the homies do? Would you be mad at your boo for helping to cover up their friend cheating?
Hell yeah, mind your fucking business.
It's my business, don't get shit on me.
I'll be pissed. Get the fuck out of here. Mind your business. Especially if it's my homie.
Let me know.
I'm going to say that too. Like, just mind your business. A woman shouldn't even be worried about that. But that shouldn't even be something your nigga should be telling you. Like, if your nigga tell you that shit, like, if you get mad, he can't be... Yeah, but he can't be upset if you react and get pissed because what if his homeboy did that to you?
Right.
And 3 times out of 4, if y'all really cool, y'all females probably cool. So
don't tell me.
Yeah.
I'm not. Especially I don't want to be involved.
I just recently dealt with something like this, right? So I'm like this with my. It's basically my son's godbrother. His godparents are my baby daddy's best friend and his girl. So him and old girl broke up, right? He ends up meeting one of my friends at a party that we had all together. They start fucking around. It's like 3 weeks later. She crying to me about him all the time. Because he cheated on her and never apologized. Just, they completely just fell apart and he just started moving different. So, you know, he never apologized, never sat down with her, nothing. So I'm hearing her complain, but I'm also, my baby daddy's like, let's go out with dude and old girl. And I'm like, I don't want to go out with him because I just feel like, you know, he's not taking care of his responsibilities. I canceled a whole trip to Mexico, everything. Because I was like, for one, why is he taking her to Mexico? Like, I'll be forgetting that this is recorded and shit. But anyway, I'm like, why is he taking her to Mexico and you're not handling your responsibilities at home? Like, your baby mama Cardinal is 3 months behind. There's no reason that you just met this
girl. She's on a job.
She do, but the thing is he told her not to pay it because the coronavirus and shit. You know how they was making people not pay their payments?
Hold on, my nigga. That's the first facade.
Yeah, she's stupid for even doing that, but I don't even fuck with her no more. But listen, that's the thing, too. I don't even fuck with her no more, and I was this loyal to her.
You don't cancel Mexico.
But I was like, I'm not going to Mexico because I'm not going to go and pretend like I'm okay with it.
That's the stupidest motherfucker on earth.
Yeah, because I know they were doing forgiveness.
Motherfuckers,
if they did not do forgiveness, nigga, you need to pay your shit.
Everybody was doing that shit. I never did that.
I didn't miss a payment, nigga.
That motherfucking rent.
Yeah, pay your shit.
I'm not taking chances.
That payment not just gonna disappear.
This shit not going.
I'm not taking chances with that. But
he good, ain't gonna. They good as a motherfucker, boy. So it's PS5 season, ladies.
No.
Kayla, how many is bitches buying you the PS5?
Nah, cause I don't like.
You don't play video games like?
I do play video games. Okay. So I like with me, I'm be real. You feel me? You don't gotta give me nothing, cause I can get whatever I want for myself.
That's very true.
So
would it be an appreciated gesture if she did?
I'm gonna fuck with that. You feel me? But 9 times out of 10, I'm already fucking with. If I'm fucking with you like that, we know what the deal is. You know what it is. I'm gonna get you.
If I've been fucking with you and it was your birthday or something, and I knew you really wanted it, then I might get it for, you know, a nigga I was really fucking with. But I'm not doing that for some nigga that's.
So what's the most expensive gift y'all got anybody like, though? Like most expensive gift you've gotten somebody you was fucking with?
Diamond earrings.
How much one?
I can't remember. I got like $500 for it.
$500.
I think so.
Butter.
What type of earrings was those?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You better sit down.
The most I ever paid was for Father's Day, and I spent like $1,500. I got like my nigga a belt and some shoes.
Okay. Why do niggas like belts so much?
I don't like.
He needed one.
I wear tiny pants.
Niggas like belts.
He needed one.
I wear tiny pants. I don't be wearing belts.
I wear belts every day.
Yeah, I think I have a belt.
I went to private school.
But I also paid like I don't even want to think about it. This is the only time I've ever fucking bought a nigga shit. But I took this nigga out to this, that wasn't my baby daddy, but I took this nigga out to a nice dinner and I paid like $350 for his birthday dinner. It was just me and him. I said, whatever you want.
Men are the prize. Men are the prize.
Women are the prize. No, men don't ever want anything.
Men are the prize. Niggas don't be thinking about shit that they want. When niggas want shit, we just get it. Like,
exactly, y'all already be the same.
So what's the last thing a bitch bought for both of y'all?
Me?
Bitch ain't bought me shit.
So how are y'all the prize? Like, what are you talking about?
I bought shoes this morning.
Got some shoes last week.
Last week.
I'm not buying
shoes. What shoes she get you?
She got me a Gucci sandals I have on it.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
The big ones though, just little steppers with the straps.
That's just so basic.
Yeah. I mean, how many Gucci sandals you bought?
Damn, that's basic.
Nigga, I bought my nigga a pair of Heron Preston shoes.
Who the fuck is that?
Look it up. It's high fashion designer.
Who told you that?
It was like $995.
That's how much my sandals was. Like $900.
The Gucci slides don't be $900. They be like $500.
No, not the little slippers.
Uh-oh. She's trying.
Yeah, she's trying.
She's trying.
I'm not trying.
She's trying.
I buy designer I know. Like,
uh-oh.
I'm talking about the steppers. The big ones.
What, the ones that look like
shoes. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't try my nigga like that again.
I mean, if that's what
don't
you
do
want.
It again. Indianapolis.
That's what I want.
I don't really. Compton. And that's fine. And I'll be Indianapolis.
Compton, Indianapolis.
317-765.
Compton, Indianapolis.
Midwest, where we doing best. Period.
That's where he got his Gucci shot from. Compton, New York.
Compton, New York. Yep.
Yeah, you play now. Nah. That sounds like a flea market.
You can't do the city like that.
Compton, New York.
I mean, that just sounds like some shit.
You thought it did.
Okay, y'all, let's get over the fact that I thought Compton was in there. Now I know I'll never forget.
That PS5, though, if you get it, I'll be appreciative.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But also, the PS5 is not as expensive as niggas thought it was going
to
be.
But if something come out that you want, then...
A bitch is going to have to go out of her way to get that, for one. Because you're going to have to be standing on top of a line.
But women... But women
out the way?
But hold on, yeah. but women...
Niggas out of the way 90 minutes to go into Gucci right now. That shit is a lot.
Who's doing that, though? You can get right online. The fuck?
People like niggas are definitely standing in line.
I know. I've seen it all the time.
Yeah, you got to wait an hour.
And they be looking crazy as hell.
They do.
In L.A., they tell you come back in 2 days.
Where? Because I was just off Rodeo.
That line's long.
It wasn't long when I was just there.
You was in Brooklyn Rodeo.
I was there like Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, because
you was in Manhattan Rodeo.
I went to Nobu.
But listen, women be making niggas do the most to get like a little small. Like, they got to do the most to get a PS5. You got to be with a motherfucker for 2 years. Got to be in a committed relationship.
That shit like $600.
Yeah.
It's like... You get the digital version for $300. You get the digital version for $300. $300?
Digital version? What does that mean?
No disc.
Oh, where you just buy all the games online?
Yeah.
See, that ain't really nothing. Like,
Who cares about that?
I'm going to spend $300 on food.
So you have everything online.
$300 ain't shit for a game? For a new game?
You're
going to
spend $300 on food. If you bring that, I'm going to be like, oh, you cool. That was the gesture that I'm going to appreciate.
Really want it,
thank
that you.
You
went and got me something. You feel me? You didn't have to go give me nothing and you went and got me something. It don't matter what it is. I appreciate it.
Hold on. You should have.
What are you getting a nigga? What's the most expensive gift you got?
That was when I was like... Y'all.
So you don't buy niggas gifts?
When do I keep a nigga? Kodak.
That's why. You
know my cutoff game is strong. One time you frustrate me, I'm blocking your number.
You blocked my number yet?
I blocked you a couple times after you sent me that last dick pic.
That shit was too big. She was just like,
I ain't even open it. I'm like, I don't got time for him.
What's too big, Kodak? You taking up space on my phone? Huh? I said, what's too big? What's taking up space in her phone?
Yeah, it took up too many gigs. Too many gigs. So, what if a guy, ladies, this is for y'all. What if a guy offers to take you on a date, but says since it's the first date, y'all going Dutch?
And yep. I wanted to say, no.
Going Dutch?
What's that mean?
Splitting.
Pay for yourself, not even 50, splitting.
50-50.
Not 50-50. Is you cover your time, I cover my time.
You don't invite, for one, my mom taught me that it's rude if you invite somebody somewhere and you don't offer to take care of it because you never know if that person had money to go out in the first place. Like, I've been out with my homegirls and invited them out and paid for the shit. Like, if a nigga can't pay, matter of fact, if I got my homegirl with me, you can't pay for both of our shit? Oh, no, I'm not even talking.
Whoa.
Unless you tell me from the beginning, like, yo, I'm only taking care of your shit. But if you ain't really have to tell me that, then guess what? I'm going to have to walk off because you see two women here and you're only going to take care of mine. You have the audacity to just take care of mine. Like...
You pay for the homegirl shit?
He looked like he paid for the homegirl. Like, he a gentleman. Like, you can tell.
But look, though. If I invite you out and you brush my homegirl, you fly Ali, y'all both there.
No, but if I told you she was coming, though. Like I said, I'm with my homegirl.
I'm
going to
tell you, you got to grow up.
See, I'm not breaking my homegirl. No, because I'm by myself.
For one, if I just met a nigga, okay, for example, I meet a nigga out at the mall. Oh, you fine, give me your number. Oh, I don't do numbers, but I give you my Instagram. They get to write me on Instagram 2-3 days.
I'm not even going to talk to you.
Want to take you out. Guess what? I'm about to probably bring my homegirl, most likely, because I don't even know you like that. You feel me?
I'm definitely...
So, and we're going to meet in a public place. I don't just go out on dates with niggas that... The fuck?
A nigga definitely... You got to be like a... Talk to you, like, after that whole... I'm not
I don't give a fuck. Oh, they like, talk to if, me. If I have plenty of niggas that take my homegirls out, and then they talk to me.
No, not,
if I invite
not that,
you out...
I'm talking about at the Instagram. No number, if you're Instagram. Not... Yeah, all right, cool. Get the fuck on.
Oh, yeah. A lot of niggas do say that. They say, if I can't get your number, then it's cool. Yeah. But they regret that shit. They regret it and end up following me later.
You can block me.
Because these niggas in the club, I get paid the whole.
Hold on, but listen. My thing is, though, like, nigga, I got too much shit going on. Like, you don't know this shit, but I'm telling you this shit. I got too much shit going on to be stalking you. Like, ain't no women on this earth worth
me stalking.
That's
probably why you single.
I was talking to somebody when I walked up on you.
I was
talking to somebody when he walked up on you.
Like, you not, you think you the first bitch in my phone?
I'm taking out.
Bruh, I believe in real love. Like, I believe that you can meet somebody that you just come together with that you can't live without. I believe that shit really happened. Like,
but to pay for your homegirl? That bitch ain't got no money?
You probably do, but
if I get up on y'all together, like, all right, I'll meet y'all, like, at the bar or some shit like that. No, yeah. I'm not going to the bar. I'm not even going to be weird. If I'm like, hey, y'all pull up. I see you on Instagram with your friend or something like that. If I know you, pull up.
Yeah, that's different. I invited both of y'all, but my intentions are for you.
Yeah, I'll pay for both of y'all, though.
Exactly.
Right. And she with you.
Right.
That's, you
it's like if a nigga invite you to his crib and he order Uber Eats, he gonna
order
Uber Eats
for
everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. Right. I'm not gonna just eat family.
Oh, so it's different if you at the crib.
No,
but I'm saying, but I'm inviting.
You go
if I text you like come on a date, you bring your friend. I'm you weird.
If it's a date, but our first initial sit down. Really catch a vibe and get to know each other, I'm most likely going to have a friend with me. Like, if I just met you out and I don't know you like that. Hell yeah, in Atlanta. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm not looking to get to know nobody like that anyways.
But in Indianapolis, it's cool.
Like, we just, this is about business, networking. That's it. I'm not looking for no nigga. So we don't need to call it a day and hang out like that. Now, guess what? If I kick it with you a couple times. Listen, if I kick it with you a couple times and I'm like, damn, I like him a little bit. You feel me? I might go out with him.
If you bring your broke-ass friends when I invite you out.
My friends ain't even broke. Though we go
we'll
out,
pay for
we
all
just
shit.
Went to Hive yesterday and spent like a $600 tab and all paid $200 apiece. I was with three. I'm just saying though, if we got money, that's not the issue. But if a nigga invite me out, you gotta come like with the dough, like. And that's not even though I can't take care of myself. That's what I'm. That's what I meant to say. And I'm thank God that God brought it back to me. It's not
don't
that way. It's not. It's
bullshit.
Not. No, listen. It's not what we expect. It's what we're used to. I'm used to a nigga paying for everything.
It'd be,
like,
a lot of females out here that's not living like that.
Exactly, and I'm glad you said that shit. Cause motherfuckers be
a lot of females out here that's not living like that and act like they living like that.
Women be 30 plus looking for their first lick, like looking for their first
and shit like that. That's not normal for you. You don't do that. That's not you.
I mean,
but on their first date, they want
to
go there.
You I have yet to get a bag. All these cameras out here.
You a stripping. You a stripping chips type of girl. Bag.
Like for real, you.
I could just pick you up. We could go sit in my hood and eat.
But when you meet me, oh now you motherfucking.
Now you want to go to Nobu,
but
bitch.
See,
you don't got no Nobu pictures on your Instagram.
I got pictures with
not you.
Okay,
I'm not talking about
you. It's not specific. She took it personal. I go to Nobu.
I go to Nobu. I can go sit in the hood and eat too.
Nobu is a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
be in the club.
It's in Compton.
It's
Nobu.
In LA. It ain't in Compton.
No, it's in Compton, New York. It's in Compton, New York.
It's over the world. It's in the United States.
No, they're about to put one in Atlanta, though.
Yeah.
They're about to put one in Atlanta. Yeah. Niggas is stressed.
I'm not doing that.
Niggas is gonna be
niggas
ghetto.
Niggas is stressed. Like, oh, I gotta compete with Nobu now. Oh, fuck.
I feel like when I go out and I invite somebody, I'm paying. It's my treat.
But you're paying. Like, let you go out with a nigga and nigga bring his homeboy.
Yeah. I feel like if you bring your friend, I'm gonna go home. Like, why would you bring your? You can't hang out with me by yourself. You need a babysitter.
But would you offer to pay for a nigga lunch? Like, would you offer?
All the time, I would cash up a nigga. I'm fucking with lunch for his.
You
didn't
cash at me, shit.
Yeah, nigga, you fucking with. But I feel you on that. She does little generous little thoughtful.
We be getting a lot of the conversations are up in the air right now because it's these niggas you fucking with, or is these regular people we talking about?
But see, you know what? I understand what you're saying, but I just don't like dealing with emotional niggas because I could tell, like how you said, I'm an Aries, you get emotional. Yeah,
but as far as what you mean,
I like when a nigga can express his. I'm a Capricorn. I like when a nigga can express his emotion to me. But, like, it all depends on how you do it. Because a lot of hood niggas, they express, not even hood, but niggas that just been through some shit. They express they shit with anger and just lashing out or going the other way and not talking. It's just weird.
But,
like,
I'm not even the type of nigga like that. I'm the type of nigga that's going, I'm going to tell you what it is from the jump. Mm-hmm. One, if you get the fuck with me, you going to know what it is. Like, from the giddy up, I'm not doing none of that.
So you attach easily?
Nah. I just
we just know who we want.
I know you know. I know what I want. Like I could fuck.
You ain't came across the girl you want.
Whoever I want.
Yes,
you know
all the time.
Me?
But I mean, like
you
I feel like
the
women that I want. Like I want a specific type of woman. So like I've been approached relationship all the time.
What type of woman you want? Tell us now.
I mean, like I want somebody like it's just very like sometimes some days I want Instagram bitch. Some days I want.
You gotta find the medium.
An Instagram bitch. What qualities will Instagram bitch have?
Why? It depends.
See, and y'all complain about body bitch shit, but you want to fuck with an Instagram. That's the most broken bitch in the world.
You didn't just
tell
me, girl, the hustler.
You said what?
Something like when you say Instagram,
nah,
like, what do you like
the
old, about Instagram?
The dodgy model.
So you want just the bad bitch.
The bad bitch.
So you say bad bitch, why you say Instagram?
See, I don't even.
No,
hey,
it depends.
Like,
I don't even be pressed on that.
Because I like, because my thing, like, I either want, you either got to be all the way over here or you got to be all the way over here. So I either want a bitch that's all the way out there or somebody that's super, super low key. It can't be nowhere in the middle.
You
don't
want a bitch who got her own money? Because a lot of Instagram bitches don't be having no money.
She can have her own money. I mean, that's not the... That's
you
not
just
the,
said bad bitch.
I mean,
you said Instagram bitch.
I'm testing you.
We want to know, though, what you really looking
for. I
want to
know.
Ladies
like, girls,
know.
They want to get a piece
of so, like, if I'm looking at a chick, right? So, I want somebody who's independent, that can, you know, that's self-sustainable. Somebody that got their own shit going on before I even approach them. You feel me? So, like I said, it got to be all the way over here or all the way over there. So, like, if you super low-key, but you doing your shit, you surviving, you doing your own thing, you got your own money, you just out here living in Atlanta, if you can find a low-key chick in Atlanta with a fat ass, like, you know, little asses. So, like, you can find a low-key chick in Atlanta.
I mean, I don't got an ass as big as her, but shit.
But you're not low-key.
I am low-key. I only got 6,000-some followers. YouTube. And I ain't fuck no rappers.
Are you giving me your resume right now?
No promoters, nothing.
You giving me your resume right now? I'm put your resume in the folder.
It ain't nothing wrong with them. I don't be fucking them niggas because they run their mouth and then they don't even be my vibe anyways, for real. They weirdos to me.
Rappers?
A lot of them.
They
be
trying to act like they Jesus or
something.
I'm not about to do that. Yeah. Some of them be cool, but like, yeah, like the ones that be cool, they don't be pressed. Like, I feel like the niggas that's weird, they're the ones that be.
But I think that's the niggas that's just getting on. Them niggas ain't had no bitches before. They not used to that shit.
Right, and I think half of it is the interaction.
But you've had bitches before. You had bitches before you was doing music. Some of these niggas that's rapping was lame before they did music.
Yeah,
that's lame as fuck. Like, them niggas, this is their first batch of hoes, like, when they was doing music.
I just be like, I ain't never ran into one of those.
I just feel like, you feel me? Like, when it come to that, it's just like, bro, you gotta like what you gonna like. You know what you like, you feel me? Like, you like bad bitches.
I do.
You feel me? I like people. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you feel me? I'll pop out with a bitch that's not all that bad. Uh-huh. It ain't about what you being
she
bad.
She got personality.
Yeah.
But that's why I say it depends. Like, it's usually going to be all the way over here. Like, it's not going to be I can't fuck with no regular motherfucker that just.
When you keep giving this Richter scale of between, you saying all the way over here as in got your shit together, ain't out there, and then there's the hoochie mama with the fat ass.
No, not hoochie mama with the fat ass.
Hoochie mama with
the fat ass. No. She could be a regular, like, she could be a fucking librarian, but she got her shit going on.
I'll talk to a girl that work at Target.
See, I could
straight up. I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, I ain't gotta know. I talk to a girl working at Target.
I will talk to a girl that work at Target. Straight up, like, really date her.
But if I'm your nigga, with me, like being
She's not gonna be working at Target. Okay.
With me.
I fuck with
but
that.
But if you work at
Target.
So
what's she gonna do? She's supposed to just rely on your money.
No.
And then what happens when
but you. But hold on. Let me answer that. Kate, let me answer that. Let me answer that.
That's why niggas don't be working.
Let me answer that. There is untapped potential in, like, the general population of the world. Like, it's a motherfucker that's bad as shit right now that's riding Marta.
Getting from place to place.
But if she was with Drake, or she was with goddamn 2 Chainz, she would be out. Yeah, I'm just saying. I was the first nigga I thought of.
You love 2 Chainz. You got him up earlier, too.
2 Chainz, my nigga, come
on. You gotta get 2 Chainz on the phone.
If you working at, I don't like nobody with no ambition. If you only want to work at Target,
if you only
want to work at Target,
you said you don't want nobody.
I just cut a bitch off that didn't have no ambition. She didn't have ambition.
If all you
want to
do is work at Target, then I mean, like, I don't like that.
But you can get beat.
That's all you want.
You can get beat if you work at Target.
You can get beat.
No, I could talk to you. You work at Target. What are you working at Target? Like, what you want to be?
But if she got a fat ass and she work at Target,
I'm a hit.
Yeah.
But not just a hit, though. I'm not going to waste my time because I could be hitting something else. So I ain't got to hit nothing that work at Target. I can go hit something that's off.
That's very true.
Yeah, but if you work at Target and I fuck with you,
I know you would.
I'm going to help you.
I know, I can tell.
If a nigga don't help you,
the volleyball coach.
There's some thick ass. Have you seen volleyball players?
Yeah, they got.
Do you date white women?
No, I haven't.
You said, do you date white women?
You will?
I have, huh?
You will?
I mean, nah, like,
I've never been attracted to white men.
I don't see myself ever being like.
I haven't, like, it's just one girl I
but
follow
I'm not
on
like
Twitter.
You feel me? I'm not against it. I got biracial family. Like, you feel me?
Look, he over here thinking about it.
I'm saying, like,
we cannot
deny there are some beautiful white women in the world. But, like, when we put it on a scale against black women.
I don't think nothing more beautiful than black women.
Like, the baddest black woman is badder than the baddest white woman.
Of course.
Period.
For sure.
I mean, period. Come on, now. Look what they doing.
Girl, magic.
What the baddest white woman want to look like? When the last time you seen a badass white woman that just
looked
like white
a bad
girl?
Black girl. That's what she want to look like. That's the goal.
Like, we can't deny that shit. Like, all the Kardashians have had hella work.
I went to college with white women, too, though, so I have, like, real white friends and shit.
I went to a black school, so shit. I went to a black school in a black city that I was born in, so when people came here, it was like, damn, all these black people doing great things. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was rare. Like, I thought it was like this everywhere.
Nah, fuck no. That's why I fuck with Atlanta. Like, you can't have no... Like, Atlanta, you got the most hope out here to do anything and be anything you want. For real, you know how many black doctors out here and shit like that?
It's a lot.
I've never, I don't, like, you feel me? It's hard to find a black doctor. Like, saying a black doctor, oh, I'm getting a black dermatologist in L.A. or some shit like that, that's rare. You got to find that. You feel me?
I just got my first black doctor on my own insurance when I was turned 30. Like, all my doctors since I was growing up was black.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was rare until I got to college. Yeah, like, it's not like this in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nigga, they're trying to tell me about me. Nigga, you ain't ever been me. You ain't ever been black. How you gonna tell me about
my
black?
No, that's the same, though. My homegirl from L.A., she came out here for the first time, and, like, the first night of us going out, the next day, she was like, I love how many black people are here. She was like, just everywhere you go in, the hotels, the airport, everywhere is just black people. Like,
that's why I love Atlanta. Oh, God.
We love the black strippers in Atlanta, too.
Yeah,
I like black people in luxury. Like, I like seeing black people in their nice cars.
Like, Buckhead.
High rises.
Yeah.
The shots of Buckhead, bro. Hey, when I was working at, like, that was TMZ was a bullshit job. But, like, just seeing all the black people just doing dope shit in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Driving through Buckhead, nigga, is just like
you see. If you see a range or a Lamborghini, it's a black person. It's a black person driving. Yeah.
You feel me? In LA, you don't see that. It's all white people. Yeah.
But also, the thing I did like about LA is not, when I went, it wasn't as over policed as Atlanta is.
You wasn't in the trenches.
I was downtown. I was near Staples.
I was near
Staples. But even like in the good part of Atlanta, you are gonna see at least 5 police cars if you're on one street. It wasn't like that when I went to LA.
But y'all also have smaller neighborhoods to patrol.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's what I just said.
I got this.
He's a professional. Let's go into the big homie's bedroom.
What's that?
You about to see, baby. Could you be someone that's practicing celibacy? Could you be with somebody that's practicing celibacy?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Muslim, so I got to take it off for Ramadan anyway. Mm. Ain't nothing going on for 30 days.
Damn.
But celibacy, like, completely...
Yeah, they like waiting till...
I'm a cheat.
How long is it?
Wait until they married.
You said I'm a cheat.
I'm a cheat.
They wait until they married.
I'm a cheat.
I got 6 dildos. I'll be straight.
You gonna want that raw motherfucker.
Damn, I'm you gonna want that raw. I need to get one.
You... Share.
Fuck.
Well,
go there.
I'm already married to these little niggas.
I'll watch.
You cannot
they got
share
names.
Yeah, they give their name. No, we cannot share.
Nah, I don't know. I feel like if I met you when you were celibate, okay, cool. But we were fucking when you got celibate, probably not.
No, like you met them, like, but they just had they're so charismatic.
Yeah, I'm gonna be concerned though. I'm like, are you really celibate? Or you got herpes and you're going through things.
They going through that period, that little time.
That little phase
outbreak period. Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna think to myself, like.
So niggas
your outbreak is not under control.
So this is you're gonna be texting your homegirl. Why? I think this nigga got herpes. Wow.
I think this nigga
I've
got
never
the
been
pack.
With a nigga.
Probably,
that's what I'm gonna think.
I didn't like started talking to a girl like right before Ramadan, and she probably thought that.
She probably thought she had herpes. Well, you know.
Well, if she knew you was Muslim, she would know that it was Ramadan.
Yeah, I didn't tell her.
Well, random
Muslim,
nigga, you're telling me I'm like,
she
could have.
You
probably got something going on down there, and it's not controlled.
No, not everybody's thinking like that.
But that's funny though.
Could you date somebody that's?
What if she would have thought that? That's fucking funny.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's fucking funny.
So what do you like that one night? You'd be horny as fuck.
I
can tell you probably funny as fuck, like between your friends, but you don't really talk. Period. To a lot of people.
That's what I'm spoken to.
She mean.
I am not mean. I be cussing.
Big meanie.
I be cussing.
How do you tell somebody they have an odor down there?
Let's take a shower together.
Oh, you know what? I've heard about this before. A nigga said there's something called a smell test, and that you take the 2 fingers.
You
they say what you do is
you gradually wipe your go like this.
No, they said you got to be sucking on the titty. They said you got to be sucking on the titty.
You do,
and
yeah.
You move from the pussy to the titty where you sucking and smell the fingers.
Oh, that's too much. I'm going to just do this.
Yeah, niggas done got down.
I'm going to stop for a minute, grab my phone, whip my phone like this.
See, now it's on your phone, though, if you did.
I know, but I can go wipe my phone off with a light.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. That's the worst part of doing anything down there.
Get out of here.
That's why I was afraid at first.
Get your ass.
So what do you do?
You get out of there.
You don't say nothing.
Get the fuck out.
You get the fuck out of my house.
You don't say nothing.
I'm gonna try probably. So
have y'all ever? Have you ever?
Tell
had,
us, cause he
have you ever had somebody? Have you ever had somebody call your phone?
Like the one to
get
about
here?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Everybody call me right now, yo. But look, the homies calling saying the dumbest shit, bro. Bro got shot. A bitch told me one time. No, he fucking did. No, he fucking didn't. Just go.
Oh, you lying ass nigga.
No, he fucking didn't. Just go. All
so right. How would you say it, Kodak?
How would I? Shit, man.
You actually like her, and this is
and her pussy steak. But this is the first time I'm finna fuck her, and I like her.
Nah.
I don't really know if I like her if it's my first time finna fuck her.
I've had that before, but like I didn't tell her that day. But I know I didn't.
She
like,
might have made you wait.
I didn't put my.
What if y'all was out?
Like, I didn't put my mouth down.
I smell that pussy and it just stunk. We are gonna take a shower real quick. And I like you. I've been wanting.
But how
to
you
fuck.
Gonna? You can't clean a pussy. I'm gonna say.
Yes, you can.
I'm gonna watch.
Look, he sound like he done did it before.
I'm gonna watch.
But I'm saying I've been with somebody whose shit was stinking like that, but I didn't put my mouth down there. But like,
I ain't really never fucked no girl with no stinking pussy.
I've asked guys what they done in that situation, and some of them told me they kept going. They
niggas, niggas is wild.
Stink balls.
Niggas is wild.
What you did?
I told her like months afterwards, and she never hit me back. What? After
I'm not like, gonna text you no more. So if I ain't text you.
Like, she was a good person. Like, she was nice. She probably believed in God and all that shit. But was like,
did she have a long day?
I don't know. It was at the end of the day. But
you
like,
have came over here like that.
Like, you know how you smell. Like, you grown at, like, I know,
yeah,
like.
We grown now. You right. Can tell me. Let me take a shower real quick.
Like, for
she
real.
She could at least went in the bathroom and used the hand.
She gone.
Something, my nigga. Fake it out. Like,
something.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. My bathroom's so set up. You feel me? I got all kinds of soaps and towels.
Hold on. Let me ask you. How many bathrooms you got?
In my house?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay, so, like, do you have wet wipes at all of them?
Yeah.
You eat ass.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Whoa.
Yeah, you do.
What's wrong with eating ass?
Any nigga who has wet wipes in every single bathroom of his house.
What's wrong with eating ass?
He eats ass. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just pointing out the facts. Yeah, you take a shit, you wipe ass, but no.
Yeah, it depends on where I'm at in the house.
No.
If
they eat ass, trust me.
Nigga,
what?
Trust me.
Do you like your ass
ass? I started seeing. I don't mind it. I don't let anybody just do that.
Do you like your ass
hit? Yes, I do.
Do you like your ass hit?
No.
I'm not just finna eat it.
She already told you
this. Little puppy be licking.
Yeah, she like the dog me.
Hey, mommy, the dog. Don't put your mouth on me, period. Don't even suck my titties. Don't put your mouth on me.
Yeah. Damn, the vagina's kind of nice.
I know, isn't it beautiful?
It's very beautiful.
Very suckable.
That sucks. And you got nice teeth.
I ain't gonna lie though.
I'm in foreplay. You got me fucked up.
A nigga not just out here eating ass though. Like, don't do that one.
No, I'm not saying niggas is out here eating ass, but if you got the wet wipes in your house, that's
no, it's because I use the restroom.
Well, that's what I automatically
and I wipe my ass.
I'm sorry, it's just me. And they said I was crazy, but it's cool though.
You wanted to check all the bathrooms,
I started to see a pattern.
I got wet wipes in my backpack. Right now.
You do?
Yeah, because if I got to go to the restroom.
He said he was sensitive. Now he said he carried
my wife. I got lotion on my phone.
I don't want to be
dirty. You got some in your pocket. And
hand sanitizer. Anyway, man, let's get into the big homie's kitchen where we talk about this new music. Stop talking about this nigga wipes.
She making me feel bad.
I like that you clean.
Let's get into the big homie's kitchen where we talk about this new music that we got coming out. We got Kaylin for real on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You back in the city?
I'm back. I'm probably staying this time.
Good, nigga.
For good.
Good. I got hotter than Dre, too, man. Yeah. Nigga, we'll kick you out if you put him in the floor. We're gonna send your ass to Macon. You fuck it up.
Besides,
we're
gonna send him to
Besides. No, nigga, we're gonna send your ass to Augusta.
Whatever.
We're gonna send your ass to Augusta.
We're gonna send it to Willacoochee, Georgia.
Send me to Compton, Georgia.
No, nigga. Matter of fact, we're gonna send
you to Compton, New York.
Compton, Georgia, nigga. That's your shit. So, Kaylin, what's up with this new music, man? What we got coming out, man? What we working on?
So, Scoring just dropped. That's going crazy. I've been on fucking ESPN every day. They were playing that shit on all the basketball games, all the commercials.
Oh, you too hard.
That was just surprising. Like, I ain't seen it yet, though, during
that's the thing about, like, success on that level. You can't never, like, predict that shit. I'm going to make this for ABC. I'm going to make this for CBS. I'm going to make this for BET. That shit just be happening.
That shit just happened.
I think that's the hardest thing about, like, with rappers. Niggas be thinking, like, okay, I'm going to make this. This going to be some shit for the club. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make this. This going to be some shit for the woke niggas. I'm going to make this. This going to be some shit for the bitches.
They be trying too hard.
Just make this shit, bro.
Make what you like making. That's what started working for me. I started having fun. I wasn't having fun. I was trying to do that at first. And then this shit wasn't working. Now, I just do me. I don't even be worried about what the beat sound like and shit like that. I put myself on the music.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't look for a good beat. I look for what I want to hear at the moment, you know, and what's going on. So that shit just made making music easier for me because I'm not trying hard no more.
Yeah.
It's just natural, saying whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
And then shit was really, like, new now. My peoples be seeing me more. Like, you feel me? I was, like, it went from nothing going on, then I started blowing up in the streets, And then now I'm getting even bigger. Like, now my family knowing. Like, yeah. You feel me? Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, your cousin be rapping and shit like that. But, like.
Oh, that's him.
No, they like, nigga, that's my cousin. Like, they telling us, they calling me like, nigga, this really my cousin. Like, that's they, like, you feel me? And I'm like, I can't go to the mall now and shit.
I remember we had you set up with the interview at up at Clark, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, when I think it was like when I knew you through, it was a publicist. I didn't know you through Dre. Mm-hmm. But it was like, it had you set up with an interview up there, okay, I'm set this nigga up there. But then it was like, oh, that, yeah, that's Kata for real, for real. You know
that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's him.
Fucking with me.
Yeah, so now you at a point, 2020, we head into 2021 in a few months. Like what is your outlook as an artist? Damn, butter, what the fuck?
Man, that's the she got me fucked up. It's the
weed. Shut the fuck up.
That shit on whatever they made this jacket out of. That's why I'm making coffee.
It's setting off an allergic reaction. But yeah, so what's your vibe heading into 2021, man? I know this been like, as a new artist, I would not want to go through 2020. But like, you coming through with more momentum.
I'm gonna drop next month.
Yeah.
In October on the 23rd, I'm going
to
drop.
So are you looking forward to more 2021? Because like, you know, we kind of at the end point of this year. So you want building your momentum to 2021?
I'm just excited to see what it's going to turn into. Yeah. You know? And then it's just weird, though, because it ain't just about music no more.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, the world we living in is, like, treacherous right now. So I got to actually, like, more than just being focused on being an artist now than where when I could have when the world was normal. You ain't got to worry about what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You know? In life. Like,
so much shit.
For the whole United States and shit like that. Yeah. We don't know who the president's going to be. We don't know what they about to be on. Like, you feel me? This could turn into something ridiculous.
Some Call of Duty Trump.
So it's like, you've really got to be prepared for anything right now. So more of that, it's harder on top of that because I'm still making music.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you feel me? Some of this shit could never come out.
This the music?
Be like, yeah, like, it's. I be thinking deep. Like, what if something happened? Like, what if we go into, like, a world war or some shit like that? And, like, don't let the music don't even matter no more.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me?
I be thinking about that shit too. And I know it's
music
shit.
Music
nah. Yeah, but how like, the fuck music gonna help? We all on streaming services and we can't get to Apple Music because the systems is down.
I feel like
and then somebody.
You're right. I never thought about that.
I feel like they was going music before all of that.
We headed into spooky season, man. I be thinking about a bunch of shit.
But still, though, you gotta think about that too. Like, you know, in some countries they banned music. Yeah. Can't listen to music.
Cash App banned in a bunch of countries, so I know that Apple Music, like, you can't even watch porn in China.
How they doing TikTok? You can't even use that shit no more.
Cash App is banned in London. I went there and used it.
Why is TikTok banned?
Because Trump.
What happened with Trump?
The Chinese people are behind it.
So, hold on, did they take TikTok off?
I think so.
Still doing TikTok.
It's like a couple days it'll stop working. It's supposed to stop working eventually.
No. He approved it. Like, they sold it to a U.S. person.
They sold it.
Yeah, it's not deleted. They're not deleting that shit at all.
Oh, yeah, it's still up. For now,
we're gonna see. Heard.
It's not for now. They
my bad for the fake news.
We're gonna see.
It ain't no, look it up. News. It's not fake news all right, at all.
We're gonna look it up.
No, because Kodak's saying it's fake news.
It is fake news.
It's not. Look it up.
TikTok
was sold to somebody in the news.
Oh. There's no there. TikTok Oracle.
They even tweeted, "We're staying." Look at their
tweets.
We're
going to see, man. We're going to see. But anyway, man, so.
Talk right now.
Shit, Kaylin, man. It's about to be an exciting year, like we said, 2021 coming up. So, let's talk about sports. You know, the Lakers are in the playoffs.
Yeah. Lakers.
Are you expecting another Lakers ring at the end of all this?
It better be.
LeBron getting his fourth?
He better get it. He gets it so we can go ahead and have that parade or something. Open up the city.
So who's the hardest out of L.A. right now, outside of yourself? Because that'd be the easy rapper answer.
Whatever they think. I don't see these niggas. I just see me.
Oh, just see you?
So all I'm worried about is me right now.
Oh, man.
My homies doing their thing.
Who do you listen to?
Huh?
Who do you listen to?
Right now, I've been so caught up in myself. I've been listening to me. This is like my first time in my life where I can actually stand listening to my music. Like before, when I first started making music, I used to always tell my homies, like, nah, turn it off, I don't want to listen to it.
Right.
And stuff like that.
I hear that fresh. Shit about a lot, about, you like, people in the industry. Niggas don't like their own voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, niggas don't like listening to themselves.
Shit, now, right now, today, nigga tell me, nigga be like, turn that shit off, fool. I don't want to hear you do all today.
Yeah.
I'm listening to something else.
So, I mean, like, as far as, like, sound and shit, who the producers you fucking with?
I fuck with everybody there, bro. I like music.
No, I mean, like you, bro. Like, who are you physically working with right now?
Loopholes. I've been producing myself. Loopholes. I've been producing a lot of stuff myself. Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy got a lot of stuff.
Hit-Boy, he just came out talking about that Kanye shit, talking about the masses and shit like that. Damn, so if you got some Hit-Boy shit, you about to come some heat. Is it released yet or no?
Mm-mm.
Oh, damn.
No. I've been working with a lot of guys. My own guys, Wes, you know, Lil Ant.
Can we get Kaylin on some Jetson beats, man?
Kaylin got Jetson beats. Me and Jetson got a couple in the cut. Me and Jetson got shit from last year.
Jetson the cheat code. Why we ain't got that shit yet?
It's coming, man. It just got to be perfect timing, bro. I sold out 2 shows a year apart off 1 mixtape.
Yeah.
I sold out my own show at the Globe because the what's the name, Observatory didn't want to give me a show.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to give me the consolation from now.
So next time I'm in L.A., I gotta fuck with the Kaylin show. Last time I was in L.A., it was for the BET Awards. Not this year, but last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have anything that weekend?
I performed at the BET Awards.
At the Staples Center? Uh-huh. Okay.
I performed up there. That shit was crazy to me, G. Perico.
Next time I'm out there, when shit start opening back up, hopefully, top of next year, middle of next year, yeah, we definitely fucking with the big homie.
Sold the Novo out.
I'm excited, man, because I like the LA vibe anyway. I like being out there, so shit. If I out there fucking with the homies, I was out there fucking with strangers last time. We gotta come fuck with the homies,
you
man.
You gonna get you some good chicken? It ain't as good as out here.
Kaylin. Let me tell you my LA food story. Uh-huh. So I told you I was staying like right down the street from Staples.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it was at the Mayfair Hotel.
Uh-huh.
I didn't eat no LA food. I had 7-Eleven and taco truck food. I didn't have no In-N-Out. I ain't have nothing exclusive to LA.
Okay.
I was just out here. Bad.
You gotta go to Worldwide Tacos. It's fire.
How the fuck with that?
Worldwide Tacos, the shit alone, though. You're gonna wait an hour and a half.
I can't pre-order. You know about it? Oh, you from out there.
They're not gonna answer the phone. You gotta go up there.
You're like the slutty vegan.
You gotta go up there and then you just gotta go do something else.
Damn.
And then come back and get your food. But they got good ass tacos. Get the jerk taco.
I'm gonna take your word for that.
Jerk.
I'm gonna take your word for that.
Corn.
Yeah. What were you about to say?
Then you gotta go to Louisiana.
That's Spot 9 LA?
Fried chicken. Yeah, Louisiana fried chicken.
I'm a fucker.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah. Good. That's the best chicken we got. Corn, all Asians cooking.
Though. What you got going on, Corn?
Right now, I just worked on set yesterday for a makeup artist.
So you're a model? Like you?
Yeah, I'm a model. I stay pretty booked and busy. I probably have about 3 to 4 different gigs a week. And then I also have a business. So I just try to stay busy out here in these Atlanta streets.
Got to.
Yeah, I model, I host. At clubs, I host parties and stuff with promoters.
What's your IG?
So Real, So Pretty.
So Real, So Pretty. Let me type that in. See what you're talking about.
Yeah. My page is really kind of like a portfolio. It's not, like, I don't post a lot of, like, behind the scenes of what I do because I'll post that on my story. Mm-hmm. Whereas my profile, I try to keep it more professional. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a Zoe Kravitz inspired shoot. She had did the watermelon and stuff.
You was a little bit lighter. I think that was racist.
Racist.
You don't remember the watermelon? You know the watermelon with the little black girl and they supposed to be eating the watermelon?
Yeah.
I say if you was a little bit lighter.
I love watermelon. I never knew that was a racist thing until like a year ago. I didn't know that was like, swear I didn't. My mom loved black men. I mean, she had mixed kids, so you think any racist shit was going on over there? No.
I don't mean nothing.
Well, my mom never. She would never. She loves. I mean, I'm not going to say she loves black people, but she's never been, like, racist or she's had anything to say.
Hmm.
She loved black men for sure. I know that.
Slim, what you got going on?
Shit.
Shaking his ass.
Shaking his ass.
We need to remake that video. Whenever, whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
Get your lungs ready so you can smoke a blunt.
We can smoke blunt, hookah, whatever. No matter.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
Get the chicken wing again.
Oh, we do need the chicken wing again. That shit was fun. It was JJ's too. Hey, man, that is episode 32 of the Big Homie's House. 32! We deep in this motherfucker. Had Big Homie Corn, Big Homie Slim, Big Homie Kaylin, of course, the Big Homie Butter. It is spooky season. That's why she got all her black and orange in this motherfucker. It is lit.
September.
By the time this release is about to be, by the time it's released, it's about to be spooky season.
When are you wearing your costume? Because I got to find something.
I'm wearing, shit, I might wear it next week.
I'm coming here.
Spooky season. It's the Big Homies. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie Kodak. Big Homie's House, episode 32. It's up.